Blog Talk Radio.
Try to tell you how you supposed to be, but what about
appreciating you and letting people know that basically for you to get to me, you got to understand me. You're not just going to be able to get what you want out of me. So I'm saying let's think like a pimp, because you know everything you do is like a business. Like when a guy's trying to holler at you, he's checking out the merchandise. He's trying to see what you're working with. You know, he might be checking out the physical. He might be checking out your possessions. He might be trying to see if you're like a round-the-way girl or, you know, upper-class type girl, or if you got children, or if you by yourself. You know, he's trying to set up his plot for how he's going to try to approach you. So just like this guy trying to pimp the game, trying to see what he can get from you, you need to think just like the guy's thinking. So act like a lady, but think like a pimp. You ain't got to turn tricks. You ain't got to get down on a person's level, but you got to think ahead of the game. Because otherwise, you get walked over, or you have a person tell you, well, you let me do it all this time, so why are you complaining now? So, like I said, once again, we're going to do act like a lady, but think like a pimp. The number to call in is 657-383-0967, press number 1. If you want to get in on the topic, if you've never been to the show, and if you want to join us in the chat room, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/knowyourenemy, KNOWURENEY. In this show, it airs any day. You never know when we're going to come on. Sometimes we do 5 days a week, sometimes 7 days a week, sometimes 2 times a week. It all depends on what we're feeling. And we're going to have some hot topics this week. I know everybody's probably wondering about these movies nowadays because, Friday we have Star Wars coming back, The Force Awakening. Trust me, I'm definitely going to talk about it. I'm also going to talk about Superman versus Batman. I think that's going to be the number one movie of like 2 decades now, because we haven't had nothing that's been hot since way back in the 90s. So I'm looking forward to that, because Avengers was some garbage. I don't know what they did with making part 2, but it's like part 1 was better, and I'm like, it should have got better and not worse. So this, I think, is going to hit the tip of the iceberg. And also, tomorrow night, we're going to be doing pet peeves, because I've seen something tonight that really made me think. They said a Saudi millionaire raped somebody, but then they turned it over because they said the person slipped. How do you accidentally penetrate a teenager? Yeah, we're going to talk about that one. But anyway, getting back to tonight's show, for everybody that wants to check out the show, maybe you've never been here before, like we do topics, we do music, we do interviews, and we do a lot of interesting and fun things. Make sure you go to www.blogtalkradio.com and make an account. It only takes you 30 seconds. They basically ask you, like, what you want your name to be, your email, if you want to get notices. So that's all you got to do. And then, like I said, you come over here if you want to check out the archives or upcoming shows, or you want to get reminders to the show. You go to www.blogtalkradio.com/knowyourenemy, KNOWURENEY. And follow us. I want to be interviewed on the show. Hit me up at my email. Well, I'm switching now because my co-host told me something that could be a little confusing for some people. So it does make a lot of sense where she said to go. I'm going to switch that since we have PayPal and everything that's associated with sending information. I'm going to do a new email. My new email is madlovees79us@yahoo.com. I'll send that to anybody that wants to hit me up. I do people that are doing interviews, that are doing products, doing something positive, as business, people that might be doing groups, you know, like maybe battle the bands between people, and, you know, maybe y'all might have fraternities, sororities, and stuff like that. So, no, we cater on every level. All I need from you is your bio kit, 3 clips of your work, your contact information, and your pictures. And what I need is just so I can make you a flyer, I can get the right questions out to you. You get to review the questions before you come on the show so you can be prepared. And most of all, try to get you to where you're trying to go, whether you're trying to get more people to follow you or whether you're trying to get paid. So it works out for both of us. The only thing I must say, though, is if you decide that you need to cancel because maybe something came up, maybe you're not feeling it that day, or maybe there's an emergency, just please give me either 24-hour notice or 2-hour notice, because, like I said, something could actually come up. So that way we all be on the same page. And then another thing I had to end up doing was charging people because, you know, like the Joker says, if you get it, something, never do it for free. We know how everything in life nowadays, if you're really trying to get paid, the big timers are going to really make you pay. Because like, even with me doing books, trust me, you can get almost $600 before you even put a book out on the market. So that's the minimal fee just for trying to get y'all out here. And now, without further ado, time to bring my co-host on to the show, Miss Tiffany. Tiffany, to the show, how are you doing tonight?
Hey, how are you?
I'm gravy and biscuits, baby. Gravy and biscuits. You still sound tired. That we won't get the crust out your ass.
Nah, I'm good. I'm good.
Okay, so what do you think about tonight's topic? Act like a lady, but think like a pimp.
Hey, to be honest, well, I'm the spoiled white chick. You gonna wine and dine me off the bat. But sometimes that's how it has to be. You have to think about what is beneficial to you, because if not, you're going to constantly give and you're not receiving anything. And not saying everything is based upon monetary things, and because it's not. At the end of the day, it's still something that should be beneficial to the both of y'all. But it's always one that's being benefited more than the other. It's never equal. I don't care what no one says. And I was told that I have the gift of gab by more than one person, because it was like, you talk to guys here and there, and it's certain ways you say certain things. And I was like, oh, really? But I never paid attention. So they was like, yeah, you be like, oh, I need the such and such, versus saying, oh, yeah, I got to do this, got to do that. And then the guy be like, oh, well, when you want to do it, I can take you, we can do this, we can do that. So, yeah, I was told I got my little persuasion going on, but I didn't realize it. But I guess the idea had to get the gift. So, what you thinking about this topic tonight?
Well, I was thinking about multiple things, because I know my one friend told me one time before, and I discussed this on the show. She said that a pimp once told her that when a guy comes over your house, that's a business. When he walks in the door, you step a foot on your property. You know, you got property tax that you pay once a year. When you step into the house, you're getting that AC. That's part of your electricity. When you sit on that furniture, you know, you spend like $600 to $1,300, and then you're using the water. So basically, for guys that saying they just want to drop over or chill or have you do stuff for them, you doing a business. It's just like what Medea said to the woman. You taking half of everything, but the flip side is they was actually in a relationship. People coming up your house and try to use your stuff, that's a whole different thing. And then when a person try to freeload it and try to move in on you, then you then open up Pandora's box. So the question is, when do you say, like, oh, we got to have an equal partnership, or if I'm not benefiting anything, you're not benefiting?
It's clear, because you have a lot of people that look at it like on a female aspect, like, okay, he's paying this, is that basically saying he's paying to play anyway. Like, you don't have to straight up give the chick cash, but okay, you're taking her out, you're buying the dinner, you're buying the drinks, it's your call. 9 out of 10, you may pick her up, so it's your gas you're spending. So they're like, oh, you already spending money on her. And just to say, oh, no, you don't go to her house. Or he may offer to pay for a babysitter for her kids. Or he may pay for that room that costs $100 and something a night, or $200. You know, so they're like, oh, you paying. So why not give up the goodies, you know? So it's kind of crazy, but I know I brought this up before. I was saying I had met the guy from Atlanta. And
that's what I was thinking about.
Yeah, we went out, and he was like, oh, no, I'm going to be out front with you. He was like, you know, we're going to kick it. I'm just not trying to kick it with this person, that person. He was like, but in the same, it's like this. If you want to be wined and dined or straight up, we can go to my place, your place, wherever you want to go, it's going to go down. He was like, oh, now I can kick you whatever, a couple of dollars towards your bills, whatever you want to do, it's up to you. If you want to be wined and dined to a restaurant, well, you want me to straight up get the money to you? And I was like, well, damn. He was like, I'm from down in the south. He was like, I said, oh, it ain't tricking if you got it, basically. And he was like, pretty much, you know. you technically paying for what you want. He was like, it ain't no shame in it. He was like, but you know, why I go through all of this and that, and in the end we still wind up in the B. He was like, hey, you want your money in your pocket. So it was just, you know, he put it out there. He ain't not the hustle.
You know something, I want to ask about that, because I was thinking about that when you was talking about when you said pay to play. Now, it would be funny to put everybody on the chat line right now, but I can see how this would go. Plus, I have to get past some transformers that be on there, so we have to skip a little bit of stuff. What about these females that be talking about, like, well, you know about the DMV line, you be hearing them going to be sounding like that on Key Sweat talking. You be like, radio, like, you got to skip through this, and you're on the female side of the line. But what about these females that be talking about pay to play when they saying $40 for head, $50 for sex, and $60 for both? Like, really?
Right. They crazy. I think it's like a catch-22. Because it's like, it's real dangerous out here. But it is a lot of motherfuckers. That's how they meet up. You know, and somehow it becomes a business transaction. The guy ain't
right, but my whole thing
home.
Is this.
Hold on, let me finish. The guy ain't getting anyone at home. And he straight out.
He's
getting
it
every time
you
get paid. Yeah, it's anything like that. But, you know, I done seen people that done made, it ain't a relationship, but they have an arrangement. Every time they do get paid every 2 weeks, he come holler at her. Like, it is what it is. So
I'm
my
talking
thing
about these
is,
low-budget ones.
How much are we talking?
What I just said, 40, 50, 60. You know,
oh,
people
no,
that really know the money.
Higher than that.
Right.
It's a little higher. But I'm just saying, like, it's
I mean, you look at Rude.com and Clips for Sale, and you look at people that do Diamond and that be web mistresses. They charge you, like, what, $150 just to get on cam for 30 minutes, and then you get people that meet up for a session, that's $500. And then you got people on Rude, they talking about $50 just to turn the cam on. So I'm looking like, shoot.
Mm-hmm.
And then Clips for Sale, you talking about you charging anybody from $5 to like $30 to make a clip. And now let me break down the clip thing. About a 5-minute clip is going to cost you about $10. And then about a 20-minute clip might cost you $33. Because what they do, they take one scene and they repeat it like 4 or 5 times, but it's like you get more of the scene to get the full scene. So basically, you're paying for multiple times for just one transaction. So it's kind of funny that you're talking about $40, $50, $60, and these people, they don't even have to take off their clothes or they get in with somebody multiple times.
Right.
And yeah, everybody
and then my thing
paying
is, there's all these sites where you can watch it for free, so...
Mm-hmm.
Why
XNXX.com.
I know that's right. That's
but you know
crazy.
What? Here's another thing, though, something that you said, because you got to pay for it either way. Some females that in the adult industry, they'll say, well, why do you bash us? Because people that are in a relationship, you're paying for it one way or another. You have to pay for the ring, you have to pay for the date, you have to pay for the house,
yep.
You have to pay for the ride, you have to pay for the ring. And then you might end up getting divorced. So you put all that time in while she's up here pimping multiple people and she's living comfortable.
My thing is, I don't knock someone who you know what you're getting into when you're dealing with the person. Now, if someone is really technically playing a game and you don't know, like, that's a terrible situation to get into. Because you're going to wind up playing it and you're going to mess with somebody emotionally and it's going to mess them up and they're going to come back on you. But if you know that person, I don't want to say you got to eat the person the whole or whatever. This is my thing is, if it's on some business shit, I ain't even going to call you a hoe. I'm going to be like, you know what? She getting it and she doing her. But if you know that's what she about and she putting it out there, you know, I done had my little moments where, like, certain dudes, they really had to come correct. Like, if you didn't come correct, you wasn't talking, you wasn't dealing with me, we wasn't going out, and you definitely wasn't getting the cookies. So, call it what you want. I was being high maintenance. But that's what it was. Like, I don't care. I was born me. So, it didn't matter, but it was beneficial. You know, that's in my young day.
That's when you were sentimental.
Since then. You know what? It's cinnamon, but the crazy thing is my company with my dancers was called Cinnamon Entertainment. So, you know.
Well, Tiff, we're going to take a break on that note. Everybody, sit back and refresh your drinks and get you something to eat out the fridge. And hit up your friends. Tell them to call the show. The number is 657-383-0967. And we're about to hit Slaughterhouse featuring Eminem talking about Throw That. Because I throw this.
Right about now, you're about to be possessed by the sounds of Slaughterhouse.
Strip to get tipped, those lips and those childbearing hips. I throw this dick on you, girl. Gonna make you feel me if I gotta shake this building till I make you feel drinks. Girl, this whole building is probably filled with little ding-a-lings, and I mean, I throw this dick on you, girl.
Certain dudes only was hitting a girl up around the time she got paid.
one mm-hmm. night when she got a check, food stamps. Like, you're taking
that's
away
your sugar
from mama. It, that ain't even no sugar mama. He's just using it for convenience, but she just don't see it. Like, you ain't even got shit. Like, you're living on Section 8. You're getting food stamps. You're getting a check. You don't have it. But you sitting here when he comes fixing steaks, like, he can tie or something. Like, that's crazy. But he's only coming over when you have something.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, it ain't going down like that. Mm-mm.
But some people like that. Nope. They like that gullible stage. They be like, they feel like they're nurturing the person, or they feel like they're doing some great service, or they're saying they're sticking by their man through thick and thin the whole time. That's not even really a man. It's just basically they're coming around for the freebies.
Exactly. Come on now. My thing is this. If you want to reach out for somebody, at least when you step your game up, when you lose a step your game, that's what I was told, our opportunist steps their game up each time. They get with some better than the last. You ain't stepping your game up. It's a problem.
I believe that people should either be on a level playing field or a growing playing field, because you never hear somebody say you're going to work from zero and then go down. You hear people say either a 50-50 relationship, or maybe you're coming up and you seeing this person as a potential to help you to get where you need to be. So my thing is, if you got your own place, you got your own ride, you got your insurance, and everything's on level, as a matter of fact, you might even got your looks in your clothes, how are you going to have somebody that's going to be leeching off you? And it's like, you basically take care of them. It's like, okay, so are you trying to grow with this person, or is this just like a cherry case?
Some people like being enablers, and then other people like being around people that are needy. Like, to me, it makes it seem like it makes them feel better than what they are. Because they're around someone.
But that's what this girl was saying. She's talking about she messing up on her bills now. Because listen to this, right? This was something just recently that just happened, right, Tiff? She says since she's making 40 grand, she feels like since she has more than everybody she talked to except for a lawyer, that it's okay for her to take care of a person. I said, oh, so let me get this right.
40 grand is a lot.
I understand that, but I'm just saying, you see what I'm saying? She's saying since they're making maybe like $7 or $9 an hour, because, you know, maybe you're working at McDonald's or you don't have a job at all. So she feels like since at her age, that because since she's making 40 grand and she has to pay $8 for parking and, you know, she has a place and everything like that, and other people that might be living off people, she feels like she's the mother that's nurturing the person, but she doesn't realize that means every time you go out and you like to go to nice restaurants, now you got to pay for their part too. You picture you're going to Root Chris and you got to spend $100 because the person, you know, don't got a job, but you don't want to go to McDonald's.
Wow. Man, that's crazy.
In the world. Yeah, so like I said, sometimes people got to think of their game. And here's another thing, but this isn't in a bad way, but I just told this person, since she's a bad chick, she was charging $12.99 for it. So I said, like, hold up. And I've seen like five different people with their sites, and they've been paying like 20 and 40 and 60, and this is just for the membership. Now, just put this in mind. If you're really a bad chick, and trust me, she's really bad. Everything she does, she's on point with. If you're really a bad chick, you can start $60 to $100 for charging for your site, and then your pictures would be about $20 a pic, and then your videos could be like 5 to 10. And then you got your sessions, that's $150. So picture, because, you know, like once you get on the internet, it's more than just your state or your city. Now you picture every country looking at what you're doing, and you're charging each person $20 just to get on there, and then you charge, like I said, for the sessions. She could be making $100,000 a month just off of membership. We ain't even talking about the videos. We ain't talking about the patient. Just off of membership alone.
Damn. Okay.
That's why we tell the people, because if you think about those people on Root.com, or think about people that be doing phone sex. They said this one woman, she did it for 2 times a night
mm-hmm.
throughout the whole month, and she's bringing in $9,000. Now, you think about most people, you work 40 hours a week, and people barely make between, what, $600 to $1,000, and you're making $9,000 for just working two nights a week.
Wow.
And that's why I tell people, even about a hustle, like how we be doing the surveys. Why go out and pay for the restaurants, or pay for food, or pay for clothing, or pay for, you know, flying and hotels, and you can go on sites and be up here getting free tickets and gift cards and e-cards and stuff like that. But see, people never think like that. And let's say, like, unemployment, they cut you in half, and then maybe you have to look for something, and then jobs don't be open enough for you. If people get on the virtual world, they make $500 to $1,000 a day.
Mm-hmm.
But see, people never think about that. They always think education, experience, got to know somebody. So how long are you going to wait in the hole while you got to think, dang, I got to pay my bills. Dang, I got to have a place to stay. Dang, I'm about to get my car repossessed. So like I said, even with this topic, act like a lady, think like a pimp. But for this everybody, you always got to have something extra. Think about it. Job equals just over broke. Career, they can bring in Mexicans or merge a company. Then you show out of luck, you might just get severance pay, you don't even get your pension. So you always got to think a step ahead. Don't ever rely on just one source to make your money. Always have a backup plan.
That's right. Be resourceful. Use your resources. real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, during the maternity era, I was thinking, you know, I'm not saying I am kidding around. Or like three things I've been dealing with that I wasn't even, or three of, you know. So it was like one person worked at downtown locker room, so that was like my shoe up, but it was cool. He liked me, but you know, I wasn't involved like that. And then it was like I would be hitting money, he was a hot spot. But that's who I was really great in dealing with. But you know, his time was limited, so it kinda worked out. And it was like the third year was more like my companion. Like, we were always supposed to move different stuff, and he just got on a big relationship, so he wasn't really trying to go there on the ride. So yeah, I had him dead on my eyes, but yeah, I was like, my pimp game be too late. Don't hate. I can be honest about what I need. There's some other things, but I'm just saying that when it first started.
Well, on that note, we're about to close out the show. And for everybody that missed it, you can check it out in the archives at Act Like a Lady But Think Like a Pimp on www.blogtalkradio.com/KnowYourEnemy, KNOWUREMY. I think we're going to do the show 5 days a week, so I'm keeping everybody posted on that. Tomorrow night, we're going to be doing the topic, what are your pet peeves and what irks your nerves? Because, like that story that I told y'all earlier, we're going to do that one at the very end, because if I do it at the beginning, that'll be the whole show topic. So, yeah, we're going to be talking about some very trifling stuff that's been going on in news with the police reports and what's been happening with schools and how pedophiles are getting away with stuff. And just because you got money, it'll get you out of trouble. And like I said, on Friday night, we're going to be turning it up. We're going to be talking about the Star Wars movie that's coming out. On Friday, we're going to be talking about how we're bringing back the Force after all this time. And are they going to do 3 sequels, or are they going to just be like, hey, we're going to finally call it an end? I don't know whether George Lucas and them try to make more money, or if this is just something that they really try to go on with the story, but hey. Then we're also going to talk about Batman vs. Superman. If you haven't seen the clip, I have it on my Facebook. I can show it to everybody, and that's with Dre Smooth. And you have to go to my email, which is madlove79us@yahoo.com. That movie is going to be epic. They have Wonder Woman in it. They got Batman. They got Superman. They got Lex Luthor. And they got this big rock thing that comes out of nowhere and try to kill everybody. So definitely check that out on Friday night, Thursday night, 11 p.m. Eastern, Friday night, 11 p.m. Eastern, and Saturday. We're just going to be chilling because, you know what, Christmas is right around the corner. So everybody have fun. Have a good night. See you next time. And much love to you. And we out.
God bless.